You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Orioles got swept in the doubleheader yesterday. They're trying to avoid being swept in the entire series against the Twins. And right now they trail Minnesota 4-0 in the top of the seventh inning. We will get you updated on that game on the other side. But joining us right now is Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. Insider calls are presented by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. And Tony, we had Jim Bowden on the show a couple of days ago, and he really lamented the fact that the Orioles have leaned too heavily into positional flexibility and use way too many platoons instead of having more continuity in their lineups. And this isn't just an Orioles thing. Some of this is just today's baseball. But how much importance do you put on continuity of lineup day to day?
I put a ton of priority into that, especially when you have a talented roster. And I think, you know, a lot of times the platooning, yeah, it is a way of baseball, but it's also a way to, if we're being honest, to save money, right? You're not having to spend a ton of money on or amount of money that you're not comfortable with in a certain position. And unfortunately, this is how it can go sometimes. When you have a lot of positions that you're platooning left and right, it can get you into trouble, because if both guys aren't performing well, you really don't have much. And so I do the Padre games every day. That's a lineup that has continuity. There's only maybe one or two positions that they're platooning. Everybody else are pretty much everyday guys. And that's, to me, the kind of the way you want to go if you're going to have a platoon system. And you just can't have too many. We saw this with the Giants a few years back. It worked one year, and then it fell apart the next couple of years. So, yeah, I'm a big believer in continuity.
We're broadcasting from the Orioles AA affiliate here today, Tony, and we're probably, 20 minutes away from Jackson Merrill's neighborhood. Man, oh, man, is it any coincidence that the Padres dip a little bit while he's out and then he comes back and extends the lineup and provides power from all over, and all of a sudden they get it cranking again?
No, I don't think there's a coincidence. I will say they were missing a bunch of guys at that point. Jake Cronenworth,
sure.
Luis Arraez. But to your point, Jackson Merrill is he's a phenomenal young man. I think I don't know a better way to say it. I mean, he's everything you would want in a teammate. The Padres lose a tough one the other night. He goes 3-for-4, and he wants to hear nothing of it. And, you know, it comes off, I think, initially like cliche type deal, but he's consistent with it. That's who he is as a player. And as you said, having him back in the middle of the lineup lengthens an already pretty lengthy lineup out. And to me, I think he's starting to get better defensively in center field too. So I can't pick anybody above him right now at that position.
We're speaking to Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. It's Inside Access on the Fan. Tony, don't look now, but the AL Central, after a big surprise year last year, now they got four teams over 500 with the surging Twins having the longest winning streak in baseball. How impressed have you been with the start to the Central?
I mean, I think we all have to be impressed because I don't think anybody predicted that they'd have four teams playing this well. Now, Minnesota's obviously won 10 straight, on the cusp of maybe making it 11. But that division is talented. When you look up and down, we saw Detroit earlier. We saw Cleveland earlier here in San Diego. Both of those teams are really good teams. And having seen Kansas City over the last 2 years, you're seeing the young kid Witt coming to his own now. That division is one to be reckoned with. I don't think anybody saw it being this good this year. But, I mean, it's right up there with the toughest division in baseball.
And let me take the flip side of that. Could it be that the AL East really isn't special? The Orioles are a horrendous baseball team right now. They can't hit, they don't really pitch, and they can't field.
Great point.
Toronto, right? I think they've kind of been the same underachieving bunch for a couple years now, and they're probably ready to fire another manager. They don't hit like you think they could. The Red Sox bullpen is a joke, and they're dealing with a situation where Devers doesn't want to play first base, and he might not be long for there. And the poor Rays are playing in a double-A, you know, stadium, and they've got no budget. Like, could it be that chickens are coming home to the roost here, and the Yankees win this thing by double digits, and nobody else is much above 500?
It's starting to look like that. It really is. And the Yankees haven't even played their best baseball yet.
Nope.
And so, again, this is much like the AL Central. I don't think anybody predicted. I think going into the season, you would have said the American League East and the National League West have the chance to be the two toughest divisions top to bottom. And boy, boy, have we gotten that half right. The West, National League West is great, but the American League East, outside of the Yankees, and granted, I haven't seen Toronto and Boston yet up close. I haven't seen Baltimore, but I talk to you guys every week. I kind of know what's going on there. It's been a bit of a surprise, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if the Yankees run away from the rest of this division as they start to get healthier.
Tony, we think we have it bad here in Baltimore, but imagine being a Pirates fan, man. Like, they fired their manager recently. They've finished fourth or fifth in the NL Central every single year since 2017. Where does that team go? Where does this team go from here?
You know, I think much like the Rockies, really, I don't know that they know where they're going at this point. I think different than the Rockies, the Pirates actually have some young talent. I mean, O'Neill Cruz, I was extremely impressed watching him play before he got hurt. Obviously, Paul Skenes is a phenom. They got some young pieces there, but it just doesn't seem to be direction. I think the Pirates are a great classic case of only a piece of the organization. It's not working together. Clearly, they've been able to identify talent, but there's some disconnect, you know, from the time they get drafted to when they get to the big leagues in terms of making that team stronger. They should have gone out and spent a little money on their offense, and they could have had a chance in the National League Central to be competitive, but they didn't do that. They didn't address enough. Obviously, I love the signing of Kutch, but outside of that, they really didn't do much. And so here they are kind of stuck in the same spot they are consistently stuck in. And I don't know that there's an easy answer right now for the Pirates.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
When did you learn, Tony Gwynn Jr., that the strike zone had changed?
That's a great question.
Every time I think Major League Baseball is totally backwards, they prove to me they're even more backwards than I thought they were.
You know, it's funny. I found out about 2 days before the article hit everybody's eyes. And I was hearing word that, you know, the folks who were doing the story were asking managers had they heard about this, and none of them knew about it. And so it's wild that you would have a rule change like that specific one, and no one know about it until an article hits the national stage and kind of enlightens everybody. There, I know there was a memo sent out. Apparently, the folks that needed to get it, a la the coaches and players, never saw this thing. But watching all of these games, I knew something was up. It was just a way from the naked eye, you could tell the zone had just gotten really tight for some umpires who, you know, have a little bit bigger of a zone.
Last thing for you, Tony. Another bizarre timing thing by MLB. Pete Rose being removed by their ineligibility list. What did you make of that?
The first thing I thought of is that, you know, obviously there's some politics involved in this a little bit. The next thing I thought was, wow, where are people going to come down on this? Because it's not, although Pete is eligible, it's not a foregone conclusion by any means that he's going to get in. And again, kind of reading some of the things that are out there from players who, you know, played in that generation, there is definitely a distinct kind of divide. I think the generation of my dad and moving forward feel differently than the generation maybe just before my dad. And, you know, depending on who's voting, I find it hard to believe that there won't be five people that feel extremely strongly about Pete not getting in. And so it's going to be interesting to see how this all falls, but it definitely, I mean, I can't say I was completely surprised by the idea that they were going to kind of allow Pete to be eligible again, but I still think there's a major question mark if he actually gets in.
He's Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Tony, thanks as always, man. We'll talk next week.
All right, you guys take care.
Thank you.
You got it. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to get back into the Ravens schedule. There's a lot to dissect there. But coming up next, we will update you on the Orioles-Twins series finale. Are the O's going to get swept? We'll tell you what the score is looking like on the other side.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.